This lesson covers the Danny Byatt approach, how to modulate an acid line in Ableton Live 12 with a DJ-friendly structure. I'll walk you through building a TB-300 3-style acid bass using stock Live devices, consolidating modulation into macros and clip automation, and creating session view clip variations and follow actions, so the line is mixable and performable in a DJ set without using arrangement view. Lesson overview: in short, you'll make a wavy double-based acid line with squelchy resonance and slide, pack it into an instrument rack with 5 mapped macros for live control, build 4 16-bar session clips that automate those macros for useful DJ toggles, and add a dummy clip slash follow action system, so you can trigger variations on beat quantize. We'll rely on clip envelopes, rack macro mapping, tempo sync telephos, and controller mapping so everything is recallable and safe for performance. Watch you, we'll build a wavy-double acid patch with resonance and an envelope that squelches like a 303. An instrument rack plus effects chain with 5 macros, cutoff, resonance, envelope amount, drive, and sweep slash delay send. 4 16-bar loop variants, full, filtered, stutter, and accented, each with clip automation. A simple dummy clip and follow action system for live switching. A setup that's easy to map to a controller or push. Step-by-step walkthrough: follow these steps in Live 12 session view. Keep the Danny Byatt approach in mind as your design goal. A. Initialize the synth and basic acid patch wavy-double 1. Create a MIDI track and drop in wavy-double 2. Oscillators. Set OSC1 to a SAW or SAW plus. Use unison equals 2. Detune around 0.08 to 0.12. And set level near minus 3 dB. Leave OSC2 off or set it to assign 1 octave down at minus 6 dB for sub-support. 3. Filter. Choose filter 1 as LP24 or MG low 24. Start the cutoff around 600-900 Hz. You'll automate it. Set resonance high, roughly 45-75%, because that's key to the acid timbre. 4. Envelope routing. Use ENV2 for the filter envelope. Set attack between 0 and 5 ms. Decay 0.150.35s, sustain around 10-25%, and release 30-80 ms. Set ENV2 amount to roughly 60-85% so each note opens the filter aggressively. 5. Portamento slash slide. Enable glide in monophonic mode and set time between 30 and 120 ms. For drum and bass, set 170-175 BPM. Try 60-100 ms for short slides. 6. Optional subtle FM. Add a little FM from OSC2 into OSC1, start with 5-15%, to add extra squelch. B. Audio effect chain for character and DJ control 1. After wavy-double, add stock effects in this order: saturator, drive 3-6 dB, soft clip on, dry slash wet around 40-60%, EQ8, high pass at 30-40 Hz, plus a gentle boost around 800-1.2 kHz if needed. Use it to cut any nasty resonant frequencies after you automate resonance. Auto filter optional. For large DJ sweeps, keep envelope and LFO off for now. Glue compressor lightly if you want subtle leveling. Put delay on a return track rather than directly in the chain for DJ-friendly sends. 2. Keep reverb minimal and use returns with long pre-delay so the dry signal remains mixable. C. Instrument rack and macro mapping the core 1. Group wavy-double and the effects chain into an instrument rack. 2. Map the following to 5 macros. Macro 1. Wavy-double filter 1 cutoff. Set the full assignable range, but set the minimum to a slightly open value for safer mixouts. Macro 2. Filter resonance. Macro 3. ENV2 amount. Macro 4. Saturator drive or another distortion parameter. Macro 5, auto filter frequency or delay send amount for big sweeps. 3, rename macros, cutoff, rezo, env amped, drive, sweep. 4, optionally invert or limit macro min slash max in the rack map, to make a knob, behave as a safe kill or to prevent destructive extremes. D, clip-based automation in session view the DJ-friendly part 1. Create a 16-bar MIDI clip with your acid pattern. Program accents with velocity and use overlapping notes for slides. 2. Duplicate the clip 3 times so you have 4 clips in one scene. Label them full, filtered, stutter, accented. 3. Edit clip envelopes. For the full clip, map instrument rack right arrow macro 1 cutoff and draw a steady high cutoff or a short ramp so it sounds open. For the filtered clip, draw a long downward ramp across 16 bars so it slowly opens. Great for mixing in or out. For the stutter clip, draw short jumps on cutoff and envamped at 1/8 or 1/16 intervals for percussive openings. Alternatively, use beat repeat on a return and map it to a macro for the accented clip spike envamped and velocity on bars 1 and 9 to create energy hits in the Danny Byard style. 4. Automate resonance sparingly. Use it for short peaks only so the line doesn't become harsh when left open. E. Dummy clip trick and follow actions for live switching. 1. Create a new track called Dummy Clips. Insert a 1-bar looped clip named Macro Trigger 1 and automate Rack Macro 5 to jump between two values. This clip becomes a latchable automation engine with no audible output. 2. Use follow actions on your 16-bar clips or the scene. Set behaviors like play next or play again and set timing to 16 bars so you can trigger an entire phrase and let it run. 3. Set clip launch quantes appropriately, 1 bar or 16 bars, so parameter changes occur musically and on beat. F. Mapping to hardware and performance controls. 1. Enter MIDI map mode and map each macro to a dedicated knob or fader on your controller or push. 2. Map a button to bypass the saturator or auto filter, so you can create quick kills live. G. Important automation techniques and final polish. 1. Use clip envelopes for session performance. They are self-contained and recall with the clip. 2. Prefer smooth ramps for sweeps, rather than abrupt steps to avoid zippering artifacts. 3. Sidechain gently to the kick/snare bus so the acid breathes with the drums. 4. Keep a clean, dry clip variant with minimal processing, so the line can be mixed into busy sections. Common mistakes to avoid: don't map too many high gain parameters to a single macro without limiting the min/max. It becomes uncontrollable and harsh. Don't automate resonance across the whole track. Use it for short peaks only. Avoid relying on arrangement automation for live performance. It won't recall in session view. Don't forget quantization when triggering clips. Offbeat automation sounds bad. Avoid long reverb tails on bass/acid. They smear transients and complicate beatmatching. Pro tips: use map min/max so the macro minimum leaves the sound slightly open. Safer mixouts. Create a kill macro by inversely mapping cutoff and a utility gain so one knob closes the filter and lowers level. Put beat repeat on a return or in the rack and map interval/gate to a macro, for instance stutters. Save the instrument rack with mapped macros and clip variants as a preset for reuse. Reserve one clip as the dry, clean variant for quick DJ-style cuts. If using push, record knob moves into clip envelopes for recallable performance moves. Mini practice exercise. 45 minutes make the wave-eatable acid patch 10-15 minutes. Group and map 5 macros 5-10 minutes. Create the 4 16-bar clips and automate macro 1 and macro 3 for each 15 minutes. Set follow actions to switch every 16 bars and practice triggering with quantes on 5 minutes. Goal: perform a 4-scene run. Intro filtered right arrow build accented right arrow drop full right arrow mix out stutter while drums continue. Record and listen for resonance or phase issues. Recap: you've now applied the Danny Byard approach. Design a wave-eatable acid patch with envelope-driven squelch and slide. Pack synth and effects into an instrument rack with mapped macros. Use session view clip envelopes and follow actions for performance-ready variants. Map macros to hardware and avoid common pitfalls like over-resonance and arrangement-only automation. Keep macro ranges limited, make big changes recallable, and build a predictable live instrument inside the rack. Extra coach notes. Mindset and advanced practices: think of the rack as your performance instrument. Make every dramatic change recallable and every risky parameter limited. Map fewer things per macro when possible. One macro should equal one clear musical outcome. Suggested starting ranges are cutoff min 10-20% to max 80-100%, resonance min 0-15% to max 50-75%, and so on. Use chain selector to switch texture variants inside the rack and map it to a macro. Prefer ramps over stepped automation. Stagger multiple parameter ramps for musical motion and overlap MIDI notes for slide behavior. Use tempo sync to LFOs map to a macro for rhythmic motion without changing note data. Build dummy clips as parameter holding engines and use follow actions for predictable sequencing. Monitor for resonant peaks with spectrum or EQ8, manage stereo for resonant content, and add safety nets like a limiter or utility gain map to a macro. Bank mappings logically, save the rack and its clip variants to your user library, and export quick audio references of useful clips. Closing: keep this blueprint. Every automated control should have a musical purpose, and an escape hatch. Limit extremes with min/max mapping, make big changes recallable as clips, and build your rack to behave predictably under pressure. With disciplined macros and clip-driven automation, you'll have a Danny Byatt-style acid line that's energetic, DJ safe, and fun to perform.